So welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined this weekend by District 4 Tuolumne County Supervisor John Gray. We're in the final segment of our five-part series featuring the individual Tuolumne County supervisors and their district. And Supervisor Gray, you chose not to run for re-election and are finishing up your 12th year as a supervisor. So I'd love to hear how that experience has been and some of the changes that you've witnessed and happenings over the years.
I think the 12 years seems like a blur to me. It seems like only yesterday I was sitting in my living room with a group of people that talking about running. And then I look back and, think all the changes and all the good things that have happened. And I want to make it clear that no supervisor individually can get anything done. He needs support of staff. And we do have a great staff and the support of other supervisors. And by working together, we've got quite a few things done and addressed a number of emergency situations. And I think, from the infrastructure standpoint, the big glaring animal out there is the Justice Center. We've got a new jail that had been worked on for over 20 years. We were able to secure $33 million from the state to build it. We're going to be able to fund it. We have some borrowing that we did, but it's not going to put the county in the poorhouse. I think the other thing out there that for some reason has become controversial, that it's the juvenile detention facility. I make a decision. I try to make the decision based on the best information available. And looking at this project, even from the beginning, I wasn't really sure until I really did some research and asked the people that know how the juvenile system works. And that was meeting with judges. We built that facility. And we had recommendations of I believe over 7 Superior Court judges that this is something that we really needed. And I truly believe that in the end, we're going to see this as being one of the better things that we did. Yes, it cost money to run it, but with the ever-changing juvenile detention rules that created by the state of California, it's going to come back as something very beneficial for our youth. And I think the other thing that I look back at is that the partnerships that we were able to create with the U.S. Forest Service to do our master stewardship contract and the coordination plan with the U.S. Forest Service, working with Yosemite Sierra Solutions, YSS, Tuolumne River Trust, you're going to see tens of millions of dollars come back to the National Forest to do good forest management for watershed protection. It's not done anywhere else. That's going to come back, I think, looking at something that is really, really going to be a real benefit for everybody. We've done the streamlining of regulations to improve efficiency for development. We see improvements in that all the time, and we're going to continue. I'm sure next boards are going to do that. We've improved the general plan. That's a 20-year plan, and we put elements in that plan like the economic development element that's can be looked at to see where we're going to go in the future. But I think in reflecting back, one of the things that I really have to think about is all the local emergencies that we've had. When I was first elected, we had the economic downturn. We had to manage through. We laid off roughly 600 employees. The closing of the long-term care unit. All of those things were really hard to do, but we had to do it to get through it. We had multiple storms, power outages, we had the rim fire, the drought where we had to get water to different communities. We were able to secure almost $2 million in grants to move water out into the Stent area. Tree mortality, we were able to secure millions of dollars to remove thousands of trees along our roadways and in different communities that really relieved the cost of the tree removal to the general public. With the storm damages, we have over $8 million of damage. We're slowly getting those things fixed and receiving money from the federal government and the state government to do that. We've dealt with the Deadwater fire, the Donnell fire, and just recently we talked about the Mock fire. So I have to say that, to continue to move county government forward and deal with all of these emergencies that we have had is a testament to what a great staff this county has in order to do it. It hasn't been business as usual since I've been here. We've had some really changes in county leadership. We've appointed new county administrator, county council, chief probation officer. I think we've done that twice since I've been here. District attorney, public defender, health and human service director, ag commissioner, I'm probably going to miss some, community development director, public works director. And one of the challenges that we have moving forward is the public health officer. We had Liza Ortiz came in and helped us at the beginning of the pandemic, and now we have Dr. Sijenko filling in part-time, but we're going to have to fill that position. It's a very difficult position to fill because of its requirements. So it's been a challenge. It's been interesting. I've enjoyed it, but lost a lot of sleep over the years over it. So, a Reader's Digest version of what I've seen here in the last 12 years. And I could probably do 20 pages of things that we've worked on.
Right. Yeah, it's been definitely a busy 12 years and a busy current time right now. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but Supervisor Gray, as always, thank you so much for joining us on Motherload Views.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.